Well, now you're going to have a chance to do a few things on your BrailleNote Apex. You know, most people hate reading a user's guide. They'd much rather just go for it, on the presumption that if the product's any good, it should be obvious how to use it. If that's you, then this next section will be for you. What we'll do is we will begin by reviewing the main menu, and then we're going to go into the word processor and create a simple document. You shouldn't need to worry because the commands are simple and most of them have been introduced to you already. If you're not keen on the idea of jumping into the deep end of the pool, don't panic. It's not essential that you do it. You can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the next several minutes. Now, it's important to note that the BrailleNote Apex can be used immediately when you first receive it. For its first use, however, we do recommend that you plug into an electrical outlet to ensure that the battery is fully charged. The entry point in Keysoft is the main menu. You can display each of these items in turn and then select one. When you've done so, you're then generally presented with another menu. Now, the system may extend to three or four levels deep of submenus. This structure is an important aspect of Keysoft. Items are grouped together for easy location, so a huge range of functions can be found from one starting point, the main menu. So, for example, if you start at the main menu and choose the word processor option, you're then presented with the keyword menu. This contains create a document, open a document, emboss a document, print a document, and setup options. These all relate to the word processor specifically. If you choose to emboss a document, you're then presented with the option of embossing or set up the embosser. Well, it's the time you've all been waiting for to jump into the deep end of the pool. So go ahead and turn your unit on by locating the power switch along the left-hand side. It should come up and say Main Menu. If your unit does not, then press space with dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all at the same time on a BT keyboard or the menu key on a QT model.
Main menu.
Keysoft, as mentioned, is made up of menus and lists, and in order to navigate the menus, we can do this from the keyboard by pressing the space bar to move down an item at a time, and then pressing Enter to select the option. To move up a menu or list, we press the backspace key. We can also accomplish this task by using our thumb keys on the front of your unit. To move down an item at a time, press the advanced thumb key, and then to select that option, press the next thumb key. To move up, press the back thumb key, and then if you would ever need to exit out of something, you can press the previous thumb key to move up one level or to exit out of something. This key command is accomplished on a keyboard by pressing space with E on a BT model or the escape key on a QT unit. The main menu of your BrailleNote Apex is the starting point. We're going to review these items. I'm using a BT model, and some of the items may sound a little different than what you have, but most of the items are the same. So go ahead and move down the menu by pressing the space bar or the advanced thumb key, whichever you'd like.
Word processor. Planner. Address list. Email. Internet. Chat. Media center. Book reader. Scientific calculator. Database manager. Games. Extensions. X. File manager. Utilities. Terminal for screen reader, keyboard learn. For information, press space with I. For the options menu, press space with O, anywhere. End of menu.
And you notice that we're now at the bottom and it says end of menu. To move up the menu, we can press backspace on the keyboard or the back thumb key on the Braille display.
For the options menu, press space with O anywhere. For information, press space with I. Keyboard learn. Terminal for screen reader. Utilities.
We can move up the menu very quickly or down it by just tapping the keys quickly.
File map, extent, game, database, cyan, book reader, cyan, games.
And you notice that the speech does cut off immediately as soon as you press a key to move on. You'll notice that the last two items on the main menu are more for information than they are really an option. The information command is used to find out your serial number and what version of KeySoft you're using. The options menu contains many different frequently used items and configurations for you to use on your Braille note.